We're doing the Bat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had said that one should take off a tithe, the miser of the principal, and then take off a tithe, the miser of the prophets. And he had said that if that's hard, if that's difficult for a person, then he should take a miser off the principal and use it to give people loans. And then that money really remains his because he keeps getting it back. All this is the opinion of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they say that when you give a loan, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Rambam says there are 10 levels of tzedakah. The best is when you could give him a loan and help him maintain his parnasa, help him stay afloat. So that's their opinion. The Shulchan Aruch goes with the Rambam. אבל הרמב"ן בספר המצוות שם אין מכנה זה בשם צדקה, רק הוא מצווה בפני עצמה. But according to Nachmanides' opinion, he doesn't call that mitzvah of giving a person a loan to help him stay afloat, he doesn't call that tzedakah. Nachmanides is of the opinion that this is its own mitzvah, meaning there's a mitzvah of charity, and there's a separate mitzvah, keep a person afloat, don't let him sink. אין לנו ראיה לומר שקיים בזה מצוות מעשר. Then Nachmanides' opinion produces a stringency that maybe you're not in fulfillment of tzedakah when you take part of your tithe and you use it for loans to keep a person afloat. It's a nice deed, it's chesed, but is it tzedakah? According to Nachmanides, it's not. Or we don't know that it is. Hecha shel vasof yuchzar amot lo liyoshav. Don't forget, ultimately you're getting the money back. When you give the money as a loan to keep the person afloat, so it's not so obvious that you're going to call that money tzedakah. It's not charity, it's a loan. Nachmanides says, we have a separate mitzvah, give people loans so that they'll stay afloat. But who said that's tzedakah? And who said you're in fulfillment of Ma'aser Ksafim? Acheshcha shemafrish amot lechalutin l'shem gmach, l'dat haramba mehashulchan aruch bevaday mutar, im mitnaheken bitchilat kabalatot ha-mitzvah, kamboar po ba'agah. But if you separate the money, like we said, you put it in a separate bank account, you make it completely separate, and it's designated as that fund that's used for loans, so then everyone, it would seem, Maimonides, the Shulchan Aruch, agree that that's okay, provided that from the onset, that's how you do it. And it would seem that even according to Nachmanides' opinion, that should be okay. Because at the end of the day, the Shach and Shulchan Aruch quotes that you may take Ma'aser Ksafim and do other mitzvos with it. You're allowed to buy books, as we discussed. So there are opinions that say you should be stringent. If you didn't make this stipulation from the onset, but at the end of the day, he says it would seem that going, when you combine both opinions, it should be okay to take that tithe and use it for loans when it's a separate, dedicated account just for giving loans.